Here in the U.S., Spanish speakers now have more choices of what to watch on television than ever before. This week, TV giant Univision launched a new national network to try to lure back viewers turned off by primetime Spanish soap operas. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
The new network Telefutura hopes to distinguish itself with nighttime sports coverage and nightly movies from Hollywood and Latin America dubbed into Spanish. Everything from the Mexican action film Comando Terrorista to Hollywood's Regreso al Futuro, Back to the Future. After the primetime movies each night comes a sports news magazine, Contacto Deportivo. Friday nights feature live boxing matches and soccer. Daniel Shore Roth writes about Spanish language media for the Miami Herald's sister newspaper, El Nuevo Herald. He says Telefutura is counter-programming to primetime soap operas, telenovelas, offered by the other networks Univision and Telemundo.
Telefutura is trying to go for a audience, for a Hispanic audience that prefers to see television in Spanish, but is watching TV in English because TV in Spanish doesn't have an option that seduces him.
The other Spanish language networks, Univision and Telemundo, run telenovelas from Mexico, Venezuela, Colombia, and Brazil in prime time. Shore says that may have alienated a lot of viewers, but Telefutura hopes to reel them back in. Its parent company, Univision, already reaches an estimated 95% of the country's Latino households. Univision created Telefutura by spending $1.5 billion to buy 42 stations across the country. Shore says the new network is taking over affiliates previously associated with USA Broadcasting, Fox, UPN, and the Home Shopping Network.
It's just another strategy of Univision of becoming an empire. Univision also has Galavision, which is a cable channel in Spanish. They created their own label record, and they also launched Univision Online, and it's the most visited website in Spanish in the U.S.
In the big picture, we think it's a good thing.
Telemundo's chief operating officer, Alan Sokol, says he welcomes the competition.
It will increase the share of television viewing that Spanish language TV gets. And it will increase sampling among viewers, sample all networks, including ours, because of the increased number of choices. Choice is good.
Sokol says attracting younger bilingual viewers accustomed to U.S. television is not easy. Telemundo tried to do this 4 years ago, producing reworked scripts of TV hits from the 1970s, One Day at a Time, Starsky and Hutch, and Charlie's Angels.
And unfortunately, those shows failed. It's very difficult to compete with an ER where they're spending many millions of dollars per episode, and the production quality is wonderful, and the scripts and the acting are incredible.
But Telefutura is banking that there are plenty of bilingual Latinos who are looking for alternatives. And Spanish and English language media are recognizing the dollars they bring. The Latino buying power is now estimated to be $500 billion a year. Roberto Lovato is a media consultant and Central American Studies professor at Cal State Northridge University.
This move by Univision will be watched as much by NBC, ABC, CBS, and other networks as it will by their ancient rival, Telemundo. Those that don't look at the Latino market as part of the mainstream will ultimately fail.
Some networks are getting with the program, so to speak. NBC recently announced it will purchase Telemundo for $2 billion. Networks ABC and CBS are now offering voiceover translations in Spanish on a secondary audio program. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.